Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Who is your "I freaking hate this guy" guy? I'm a Ukrainian sitting in a shelter due to a possible airstrike. I'll let you guess who the guy is. Well, hey, I'm a non-Ukrainian and I hate that guy too. My best friend moved to a different state, met a guy and quickly got engaged. She brought him to meet us and he told me how much he made within the first 10 minutes. He asked what I made, scoffed at the amounts, said he'd never live in my apartment because we didn't have an elevator, said he'd never be caught dead driving in a car like mine, also said he buys new cars every 2 years. He talked over my friend constantly, like I'd ask her a question and he would answer for her. He complained about the amount of money that she made and made fun of her job. She's a social worker who works with underage girls that have eating disorders. He styles his moustache to do that pretentious curl thing with wax. Screw that guy. Out of all those things, the last line is the worst. The type of people where you can see right through their BS, but nobody else can. That is actually the worst, especially when everyone else likes them. Yeah, any dude whose personality revolves around being alpha. I worked as a receptionist at an eye doctor glasses store for a bit. There was this one dude who I kept needing to call, confirm exam appointment, question about order, his glasses are ready, his glasses were ready a week ago and he still hasn't picked them up, etc. This dude never answered his phone, and his voicemail message was 2 minutes of him acting like he couldn't hear you. Hello? Hello? I can't hear you, etc. And then him saying, just text me. And then you hear the beep for the voicemail machine to start recording. The first time I fell for it because he did a genuinely convincing job. Every other time I had to sit through this long thing to be able to actually leave a message. I bet this idiot thought he was so clever and didn't even consider that someone other than his friends would call. No, I can't just text you from the Vision Center's landline. I hope this guy gets a clue before he applies to jobs with this or something. Screw that guy. There was a person who told me he has the right to have sex with a girl in my class because his father is an independent entrepreneur while the girl's is employed at an agency. Yeah, just warn the girl, please. What the heck? My brother's uncle. I refuse to claim him. He's an alcoholic and a drug addict that put my grandparents through hell. Some of the gems that he said to his mother's face are, why don't you just give me my inheritance now? Why would I want to ruin my Christmas Eve by spending it with you? Then, once she died, it was, oh boo hoo, swore he'd put family first. He then proceeded to treat my grandfather like trash. And because grandpa lived with me, I saw it firsthand. He'd say he was coming over on Sunday, so Grandpa would be up at the crack of dawn ready to go and would be sitting watching out the window like a kid who has divorced parents and is waiting for his dad to show up for his weekend. He'd sit there all day and then be heartbroken when this effer didn't show up and never called. Listening to my grandfather cry because he was so upset made me see red. That is horrible. Then, once Grandpa died, it was all boo-hoo, poor me all over again. Since both of my grandparents were now gone, I ripped into him and told him exactly what I thought of him. That was 13 years ago, and it still wasn't enough for me. Recently, he told his probation officer that he lived with me and gave his PO my address. The PO then comes to me, looking for him. That was a fun conversation. He is a pathetic, worthless waste of oxygen, and I hope he dies. Cold, alone, and painfully slowly. These are just a couple examples, but they don't even scratch the surface of what a POS he is. My neighbor's got a meth addiction, and she's super crazy. When she gets high, she runs up and down the street naked. She's tackled me 4 times to save me from aliens, and she once called the police and said I'd murdered a baby in her closet. Don't do meth, kids. Then you'll be like trailer trash Tammy. That is weird. My 30-something-year-old neighbor. We share a property line with this clown. I planted a row of lilac bushes almost 25 years ago, and he wants me to take them out because he says they block the sun from his garden. The lilacs are planted well on our side of the property line, but he thinks that his back fence was built 2 feet into his property and that the lilacs are really on his property. This has been going on for over 3 years, so I shelled out $3,000 for a survey, and lo and behold, the property line is exactly where I thought it was, 3 feet from my lilac hedge. A fence is being erected as soon as the ground thaws. Screw him. My ex-boss was a colossal idiot. You know the type who are always right even when they're wrong. Easily passes you any work they deem hard, while having this mentality that you are some kind of computer-controlled drone who exists to telepathically know what he needs and when, designed to serve him. Well, the guy had this belief that everything can only be done right if done his way. Anything else is faulty, even if done properly, as it's dictated by the clients. I still remember this event. I was upside in an attic fixing wiring when I hear this conversation below. It's my ex-boss.
This was made the wrong way. OP is such a useless worker. How can he not understand such a simple task?
My second boss enters the scene and is not aware of the previous complaints. What's the matter? Did John, another worker, do something bad with that one?
Wait, John did this?
Yeah, he just finished an hour ago. Is something wrong?
Nah, it's perfect. Tell him it was good work.
You know it's bad when a boss is saying if work is good or not based on who's done it. That is embarrassing. There were these two stereotypical dumb F-boys at my last job. Inconsiderate, blasting loud, trashy trap music, talking about how they both have hoes for days, show up to work drunk or high, never talked about anything intelligent. Screw it, I couldn't stand those idiots. I used to work as a receptionist for an OB office, and there was a patient's husband that we all loathed. He called his wife a fat cow in front of the nurse when she was in the hospital having baby number 9 and needed an emergency C-section. The hospital had to get security involved because he was blocking the door so they couldn't take her to the OR. What? He refused to let her have a hysterectomy, even though she had a lot of medical issues that could have been resolved by that. Now, she didn't legally need his permission, but they were Amish, so she submitted to him. He made her try for a vaginal delivery after a C-section, even though it was more risky. He wouldn't let her take her insulin for her gestational diabetes. I came to the conclusion that he was trying to make her die without actually pulling the trigger physically. He was an absolute monster, and I still think about her and wonder if she's okay. 6 years later, and I still remember her name. You know what, OP? I think you're right. I think this guy was trying to kill his wife. That's mad. A former HS teammate of mine was just a huge jerk to everyone. But what annoyed me the most about him was his Instagram stories would be about how God wants you to be a really nice person. Mind you, I'm religious too, I'm not knocking that part, but then he's just a complete idiot in real life. He had it out for me specifically since day one. The only dude on this planet I genuinely hate. Bobby Kotick. This guy ruined so many good games. He ruined Blizzard, he overlooked sexual assault, and he's going to walk away with tens of millions for being fired, even though he technically resigned. So yeah, screw that guy. My sister. I'm pretty sure she's a sociopath. She manipulates and takes advantage of weaker people, refuses to get help, even though she calls herself crazy. So, I played in bands in many areas and on many different stages. This covers more of a type of guy. It's the dude who is in a local band that are popular and now think that because they buy views on YouTube that they are the next big thing and will bring the scene back and look down on every other band. But their band is actually not as good as they think they are. The kind that has more merch than songs and the music's just a bit meh. All bands are doing the same thing. Support and lift up the local bands, network and celebrate when they do well. It isn't that hard to not just be a complete egotistical clown. That guy.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, I'm something of a guy that I hate myself. Well, that's quite sad.
I'm sure there are good things about you, brother. You'll be okay.
Not a guy, but my middle school algebra teacher. I got my period at the beginning of class, and she refused to let me go to the bathroom. So I bled all over myself for over an hour and had to wear bloody clothes the rest of the day. Screw you, Mrs. Lin. That is shocking. My ex-best friend slash former crush. He was actually my dad's friend first, even though the guy was like 20 years younger than my dad and only 3 years older than me. When I first met him, I thought he was a cool dude and we had a lot in common. The thing is though, he loved to drink, like a lot. I saw him polish off 2/3 of a case of beer on several occasions. Meanwhile, I hardly ever drink, and if I do, it's only ever one. But that aside, I still managed to develop a crush on him. He was an attractive guy at the time. After knowing him for a year, I decided to shoot my shot and confess to him. I'd never done so before, and I haven't since. At first, he completely friendzoned me, but then he'd flip-flop and act like he was interested. He constantly held it over my head that I asked him out, and he'd sometimes act like he was interested. And, like a naive, lovesick idiot, I let him do it. I know I should have told him off, but I never did. So, this went on for about 6 months until one fateful night when he did something so cruel and unforgivable. To make an already long story short, he intentionally took a lit piece of paper and burned my then 8-year-old brother in 3 places. He'd been alone with my brother several times before and nothing ever happened. I never saw him again after that night. My parents rightfully pressed charges and he was charged with child abuse. The last I heard, he got 8 months in jail and like 2 or 3 years probation since it was his first offense. Every time I think about him, all I feel is anger and regrets and sorrow over what my poor brother went through. So yeah, screw that guy. Well, I think we're gonna leave it there for this one, guys. That guy is just the epitome of a, yeah, I freaking hate this guy guy. Honestly, it's rare that you have genuine hatred towards someone. Yeah, look, of course you can dislike people, but to have genuine hatred towards someone that you know means that they're gonna have to be a very bad person or have done very terrible things to people that you love or you, like the guy in this last post. I mean, that is just absolutely mental. And it's a shame that he's only got, what, a couple of years probation. That's it. A few months in jail. Like, come on. That's not enough. Guys, get your comments in down below. Who is your I freaking hate this guy guy? Go down now, read some of your comments, and upvote ones that you like. I'm going to go through and heart some of my favourites. I hope there aren't too many bad stories out there. But yeah, let me know and have a good one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.